Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For Thou art worthy of all the praise, the glory, the honor we give to You. Lord, we thank You for every day that You allow us to be used for Your glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. We bless the Lord and give God glory for another day that He has made. Praise the Lord in spite of all the heat and all that's going on in the cosmos, in the elements. Our God is still God. He is still the author and the finisher of our faith. There is none like Him. He is the creator. He's the way maker. He's the provider. All glory to God. He's the comforter in the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the lead, the guide. Oh, He's the forgiver. Oh, God, we thank You all for renewing, restoring, reviving. Thank You, Lord God, for all the awesome and marvelous and wonderful, amazing things You do every day. There is none like Thee, O Lord. We bless You. We thank You, glory to God, for this day that You have given us. Help us to continue to rejoice, be glad in it, be used for Your glory. Pray that You continue to search out our hearts. And if there's anything there that's displeasing in Your sight, forgive us, God. Help us to have the attitude of gratitude. Help us to stand in faith, knowing that whatever Your word says is settled when it was said. And glory to God, we thank You that it's up to us to believe it. So glory to God, when You said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that You receive. So it's already done. It's just, can we believe it? So I'm asking You, Lord God, to help us as we cast every care, every concern back to You. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk in forgiveness, because we're hindering our own prayers when we find ourselves forgiving this one and forgiving that one, but still holding on grudges and other things, and even sometimes your own self. Forgive. Lord, I bless You today. Help us be determined like never before. We're going to look to You as the author and the finisher of our faith, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God, that we'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. Help us, glory to God, to walk, glory to God, in the articles of the Lord, or circumspectly to Your word. Father, in Your word, glory to God, hallelujah, is life and health and wholeness and peace and joy. Oh, God, You can regulate our minds and our hearts in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank You for the word that came to sanctify and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we declare that from this day forth, we will operate according to Your divine timetable, Your calendar. We declare that Your agenda is, glory to God, is my agenda, our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We therefore submit to You alone. We bind our minds into the mind of Christ. And You already told us in Your word, glory to God, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. I bind all wills, glory to God, I bind our wills to the will of God. We declare that we come in the volume of the book. It is written of Thee, according to Psalms 40 and 7 and 139 and 16. 1 Corinthians 7, 23, and James 4, 7. Lord Jesus, we bring our burdens and lay them at the foot of the cross. Glory to God. We ask You to manage every area of our lives. God, help us not to be doing it in the lip service, but that we ask You, glory, to help us totally to surrender and rely on You. put our faith in you, because you said the only thing please you is faith. And when we diligently seek you, you'll reward us. You'll give us the answers. You'll give us what is needed for whatever hour, whatever time, whatever circumstance, whatever situation. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, in the earth and under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of you, according to Philippians 2, 10, and 11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating and influencing the soul and the mind of anyone who comes in contact with us. According to Revelation 12, 10, we declare a divine favor, grace, and honor, and well wishes, and now replace any of all the negative feelings, preconceptions, and thoughts according to us and our families, our work or ministry, which are called to accomplish. We declare that the nobility and the greatness in our portion, according to Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and Psalms 5, 12. Heavenly Father, you have called us to grant work, to a great work, and you said in your word that greater works we shall do in the name of Jesus. We ask you to release all finances and all resources that belong to us. You to release everything that's prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministries, our callings. We shall not, we will not be denied. We have the power to bind and loose and curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy, and we take authority over him right now for any hindrances, any glory to God, any thing that he's tried to come to hinder or to hold or cause any delays in the name of Jesus. That you said is yet to come to pass in our lives. God, we cast all these cares and these concerns back to you. We take authority over every voice, everything, that every thought, glory to God, every imagination, glory to God, that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, glory to God and his word. We bring it down into captivity in obedience and submission to his will. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we rebuke you, bind you, and loose you from every plot, plan, scheme, glory to God, and every diabolical thing that you come, glory to God, to disrupt our lives. We come against it now, even through the prayers tonight and the prayers we've been praying and the things that we've been believing God for. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, and we call in our joy, our peace. We stand on your word. We thank you for Romans 8, 28, that all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for the peace that you give us. That is the world gives, that you give unto us, and that peace that passes all understanding. You said you'll keep our hearts and minds steadfast, that you'll give that to us when we keep it steadfast on thee, according to Philippians 4. God, we thank you, glory to God, that the determination, as we seek out your face and put you first, seeking the kingdom of God is right, everything else will be added. We're not to worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, what we should put on. God, whatever the need is, you are Jehovah Jireh. You will provide. And you said, glory to God, in Philippians that, glory to God, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, but nothing without you. But you said you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Oh, God, we'll thank you, Lord God. We're going to be like Habakkuk that says there was no cattle in the stall, no grapes on the vine, but nevertheless, no matter what the circumstances, situation, yet will I praise thee. God, help us to get to that place that we will yet praise you. And bless the Lord at all times, and let your praise continue to be in our mouth. Be like that deer panting after the water brook, so does our heart panting after. Help us get to that place of thanksgiving, because so many times we're looking at the circumstances, the situations, all the wars, all the tsunamis, all glory to God, the things that are going on in the earth and the murders and this, that. God, we don't get time. We don't take the time to give you praise, to give you glory in spite of, so we can still have that yet praise, because we know you're going to turn things around for the good, because you see all things, you know all things, you are omnipotent. Help us to glory to God. If we're going to walk in faith, we got to have praise with it too. We got to be able to praise you and magnify your name in the midst. If we got that faith, we got to know, glory to God, that you've got everything in control. It's going to work for the good. We may get disappointed sometimes. We're going to have trials sometimes, because you said there'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We're to praise and magnify you. We're not going to be laughing like a hyena, but we're going to keep the praise in our lips. Glory to God, because we got to know that you're in control. Oh, God, the praise on our lips because we know you're going to work it for the good. We're going to praise on our lips because you're going to bring us through. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, glory that we fear no evil, for thou art with us, thy rod and thy staff. They come. We're going through and coming out. Help us remember through. Hallelujah, we're going through, so we have that yet praise with our faith and glory to God and to give glory and honor to you. In the name of Jesus, and draw strength, glory to God, from you, and stand on the word of the through the Holy Spirit and pray one for another and draw strength for one another. God, you told us to pray ye one for another. Strong bed and firmness of the weak. Ah, God, help us to know you said pray without ceasing. Ah, God, within our prayers, we got to have the faith, got to have trust, got to have belief, to know, glory to God, it is well. In the name of Jesus. And when our spirits get disturbed, you said, let not your heart be troubled. But you told us to cast the care upon you because you care for us. God, help us to do as you say, and we'll get through, glory to God, this journey, this terrain, when we go through these various things in the hills and the mountains and round the curves and in the valley. Hallelujah. So no matter what, glory to God, we'll be like, no, the situation with glory to God when our sister going to MRI the other night and saying, they're saying, oh, you know, this possibly you're going to have cancer with all of this. And like my sister Rachel said, no, I'm not. Nope, 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 nope. And when it comes back a report, glory to God, no. We got to make sure it's not just on those things that scare us that we stand. We got to have everything, the little things as well as the big things. We can't let the foxes come and steal us and have such power and authority in that situation or other situation that really disturbs us. And we let, no, devil, you can't come in. We're not letting you. And then let him come in another door. Or even with Pastor Bird, glory to God, even saying her testimony about even or what the report is saying on the screen and on the technology and everything showing, glory to God, with the facts that the Lord given man, glory to God, for doctors and whatever, and they can see facts. Ah, but the God of truth, hallelujah, said not so. He put up the defenses that, glory to God, there was no sign of those things that they're seeing on the screen. God is that kind of protector and shield, and he know how to come in and heal and protect and keep us from the hand of the enemy. And even when we have to go through some things, ah, glory to God, he'll bless us to go through and come out with no smell and no smoke. And even if you have to go through some and the enemy say, yeah, that's the end, God has a way of raising back up, just like he did with Jesse. Justice, glory to God. We've been praying for Pastor Burton's granddaughter on the respirator 2 times and power of prayer with faith and standing and being determined in faith and trusting God. Up walking around now, talking and glory to God, having activity of limbs, even though she has to go to rehab. God, you're that kind of God. All different kinds of situations in our lives where glory to God, mortgage was due and they want to take the house and God turned back around and turned that around. Had people paying a payment, glory to God, or paying the real bills and other ones, glory to God, and said, I've heard of a testimony of a whole year being in a house and not being able to pay the mortgage and God bless somebody to come into their lives and pay the back. When glory to God, back mortgage, glory to God, but no enemy could come in and steal the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bring everything up to date. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I've heard of, glory to God, lights being turned off, utilities, and glory to God, God turn back around and turn them back on, and there's no sign there that they were on through the utility company, and God bless. God is a phenomenal God. Healings and delivers and bringing people back from the dead. He's still doing that right now. God help us to celebrate you more. Celebrate you more and give you glory more because faith is still in operation. It don't feel good while we're going through it, but glory to God, you keep doing it. Wayward children lost or people hadn't talked to in a long time, even like Mother Pastor Sims, time when she said hadn't heard from my son in several years. All of a sudden, God bring him into life, hallelujah, and make connections. And even through that time of connection, who had to pray through the sickness and through the things that were going on? God is an awesome God. Oh, he'll bring him back home. He'll turn back around and bless. Oh, when churches, glory to God, are going through and the enemy empty out the house, glory to God, and cause all kind of mass confusion, he turned back around and have it just like it's growing. He'll have it trim everything off what the enemy meant for evil and come back and cause it to flourish. Oh, my God. So, God, help us to have the faith. Help us to have the trust. Help us to believe. Oh, glory to God, so we can receive. Help us, glory to God, to rejoice and glorify and magnify your name because you got all in control. All we do is, glory to God, cause things to be more delayed or canceled when we put our hands in it. We just need to yield more. I'm asking you, Lord, to help us so we can be able to be those vessels that can pray against and bind up and curse cancer and sickness and diseases and COVID and monkeypox and coming against heart trouble and coming against, glory to God, sciatic nerves and arthritis and bursitis and all kinds of kidney failures and all kinds of stuff going on with respiratory. We have the power to bind and loose and command the enemy to loose his hold. Even, glory to God, when those have breath going out of the body, God blessing the people still praying and believing God and God breathe right back in them. God, you're that kind of awesome, phenomenal God. God help us to pray and not, glory to God, fight against one another. Sickness and diseases of sin, glory to God, coming all up in the camp of the Lord, glory to God, the believers. We are to be disciples for Christ and be, glory to God, on our post and then doing great mighty works for the Lord. God, we're praying for a cleansing and awakening and healing and deliverance and repentance in the house so we can come against the real enemy in the name of Jesus. But in the midst of it all, to still worship you, hold on to our faith, no matter what we're looking at and what we're seeing, look up and live. Look until the hills would come as our help. Realizing, glory, it help come from you. You're the one that's going to make the change as we submit ourselves and let you do whatever you need to do in us to come to that place that we'll be transformed into the disciples for Christ, the image of Jesus. God, we bless you today. Forgive us as we continue to pray one for another, for those that are hurting and going through, those that are traveling from this place to that place, and those that have been thrown out of their homes and need a place to stay and restore, and those need restoration, those, glory to God, need resurrection, those that need salvation, those, glory to God, that just are so hurting so bad they don't know no other way, glory to God, out but suicide, but the devil is a liar. We're praying for their minds and their heart and put somebody in their path. God, intervene in the name of Jesus. Praying for our youth and all the voices that they're hearing, that God, they will be taking a heart of stone and putting out of flesh, and glory to God, deliver them from the confusion of their minds so they can be able to receive the truth. And God, help us to be in place and be available so we will pray or we'll speak life or be able to be there, glory to God, for to be that help. God, we just praying, glory to God, have mercy. Praying for the body as a whole. God, for deliverance and healing and wholeness, and help them wake up and know that it's no time to sleep. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Too many things that the enemy is planting seeds and too much territory he's taking because some of the church is asleep and got confusion and chaos and compromise. We're praying deliverance. God, you're still on the throne, so we're going to keep praying. Glory to God, and let us not come and be the majority. We're not going to join anything. Only thing we're going to do is stay connected to the lifeline, Jesus Christ. God, we bless you today, and we honor you, and we give you glory, give you praise. Continue to cleanse our hearts and forgive us for every offense against your word. And God, we thank you for truth. We thank you for the peace and the joy. Cover us all and cover our families. Thank you, Lord God, for doing a work, glory to God. Touch Alicia and Archie too, God, even in their endeavors today as well. God, we thank you. Galatians, the fifth chapter for our scripture reading tonight will start at the 16th verse. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one of the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if you led by the Spirit, ye are you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulators, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, and murder, and drunkenness, reveling, and such of these. This which I tell you before, and I have told you in time past, that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there are no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. And if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Praise the Lord. Thus I've read a five of Galatians 16th verse to the 26th verse. And God, we bless you, we honor you, and help us to govern ourselves accordingly and continue to open our eyes and help us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might with the whole armor of God, standing in your word and studying your word and writing about in your word so we can walk in truth. Praise the Lord. We're going to have Mother Alexander pray. Go over there after Mother Alexander. Then we have Pastor Bird. Then we have Mother McCormick. But Mother Willett, and then Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we receive none other than Mother Alexander, the evangelist.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind, Lord, and an empty body, Lord God. Only you can do these things, Father God, because your promises tell us, Lord, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Your promises said, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, we're standing on those promises, Heavenly Father. We know that your promise is forever, Lord God. If you said it, we can believe it. And Father, we're standing on those promises these days, Lord God, because these are some days, Father God. You see everything that goes on here and hurt, Lord God. But we come before you, Heaven, Lord, interceding for families, those we know, those we don't know, Lord God, our own families, Lord God. We stand interceding, Lord Jesus, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, nothing is hidden from you and nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Father, we bring families before you, Lord, and ask you to strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, God, let them know that they're not alone, Lord God. Because you is a God that hears all cries. Nothing is hidden and nothing is too hard for you to do. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening the family, God. These daughters, Lord God, these sons. Oh, God, you see it all that happened yesterday. You see it all. But, Lord, I know that you is taking care of these people. I know you guiding them, Lord God. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Although their mommy's gone home to you, but help them, Lord God, to know that you are a deliverer, Lord God. And you're the only heart regulator. No one else can regulate the heart and give you the peace that you gave us. Oh, Father God, I thank you this morning. For when I wake up this morning in a sound mind, Lord God, I know it's only you keep us, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for being so good to us all, Lord God. Thank you for being our deliverer, our provider, our healer. Only you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for being so merciful to us all, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the word, if we pray, no matter what comes down unheard, if we pray and cry out to you, Lord, you hear us. And Lord, here we come tonight, Lord God, and this prayer line, standing in the gap for others, Lord God, brothers and sisters all over, Lord, those we know, those we don't know. We're standing in the gap, Lord, asking you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Because, Lord, you see it all. Men don't see, but we know you see everything. Everything, nothing can be hidden from you, Lord God. And, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to bring comfort to their mind today, Lord God. Comfort those girls, Lord God. Father God, your promises is what we stand on. And your word is what we believe in, Lord, because you are the God that hear cry. I pray for my grands and great-grands. I pray for sons and daughters. I pray, Lord God, that you strengthen these young people, Lord God, and let them call on the name of Jesus, Lord, because, Lord, you see it all, Lord God, as we stand interceding for these young people, Lord God, asking you, Lord, to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord God. There's so much going on in the world today with the young people. But, Lord, I know you is a God that hear cry. And you said, if we pray. So, Lord, we're standing in the gap for them tonight, Lord God. And we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God. Those that know you, Lord God, let them stand strong in the name of Jesus. And those that don't know you, Lord, send someone upon the crossway to tell them about the love of Jesus so they can know, Lord God, that you is a God that hears the cry. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for mercy in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for how you keep us, Heavenly Father. We thank you most of all, Lord, for cleansing the land, Lord God, because you tell us in your word, if we pray, no matter what come against the land, we can pray because your word said if we pray, you will hear and you will cleanse the land. Oh, Father God, thank you for cleansing the land, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us standing strong, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because your promises tell us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We're standing on those promises, Heavenly Father, and we're claiming victory in every area, Lord God. No lack in the name of Jesus, because your word is what we're standing on, Heavenly Father. There is no other way, Lord. You are the only way for us, Father God. Help us to walk in a gap of love towards one another, Lord God. Help us to seek one another and praying for one another, that they will stand strong, Lord God. Father, you see the church, Lord, but we pray that they wake up in the name of Jesus and know that they have authority and dominion, Lord God. Oh, God, help us all to stand faithful no matter what comes. Stand faithful on your word. We bind up the spirit of heart attack that come against people. Bind up the spirit that come against the knees and the hands, Lord God. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We command this foul spirit of pain and aches to loose the body of our brothers and sisters. Oh, God, there's so much going on today. It's only you see and know every area, Lord. But you gave us the key because you said whatever we bind on earth, your word tell us, Lord God, bind and hurt whatever we bind, so those spirits shall not have dominion over your people, Lord God. We binding up this false spirit that attacked the body. We binding it up, attack the mind, attack the high sight. We binding them up and we casting them back to the pit of hell where they belong. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayer, Heavenly Father, because if not been for you, where would we be today? But, Lord, we just give you glory. We give you praise today, Lord God, because you're the only deliverer, Heavenly Father. Nothing is locked, Lord God, when you're in the midst. Help us to stand faithful regardless of what comes against us, knowing that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Help us to continue to keep our call on you and to keep our eyes on you and to don't let nothing pull us down because your word is what we're standing on, Father. And, Lord, you tell us in your word above all, you want us to be prosperous. You want us to be in good health. Father, you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Touch the heart of our brothers and sisters that feel weak, Lord God, and strengthen them up. They know that they have the authority and the dominion because it was given to us to speak this thing against the false spirit that attacked the body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the prayer line, each and every one of us that stand in the gap for one another, Lord God. Come on Monday night to pray for others, Lord, those we know and those we don't know. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us that authority. We bless the one that is the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep our strong, Lord God. Continue to let our stand faithful regardless what come against the body, knowing that you are our healer. It's regardless how the enemy come against us, knowing that no matter what they do, you are the healer, Lord God. So, Lord, continue to keep our body covered that you continue to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. These things I ask, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. God, we ask you for mercy. We thank you, God, that you are a strong tower. We thank you, God, that you watch over us and you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father, for being a keeper. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking in us. We thank you, God, from where all blessings flow. We just praise your name tonight. We thank you, Father God, for the gathering of the saints, God, as we come together to lift up your name, Father God, as we come together to give you praise. We thank you that you're in the midst of us. We thank you for life. We thank you for abundant life, dear God. We thank you that we are blessed going in and we are blessed going out. God, we thank you just as the Hebrew children, God, came out of Egypt. You blessed them as they went out, Father God. But God, in the midst of trials and tribulations, God, in the midst of not knowing what was going on, they lost their inheritance. But I pray tonight, God, that we hold on to every right, everything that you have given us, dear God, in Jesus' name. You said we was the head and not the tail, dear God. Help us to stand on that regardless of what's happening, regardless of what come against us. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you will raise up a standard. I thank you, God, not just the world, but saints are going through tonight. All kinds of problems, everything are coming against them. But, God, we are praying for their strength. We pray, God, that they stand strong. We pray, God, that they stand on the word of God. We pray, God, that the devil would just not sift them, Father God, and keep coming in with one thing and another thing. Help us to stand and pray without ceasing, dear God, because if you are for us, who can be against us? Help us always to know that you are the strength. You are that strong tower. We can run into you and we can be saved. So much pestilence and disease and calamities and all of these things, God, that you said would come against us. But, God, we thank you that in the midst of it all, you are still God. You are high and lifted up, dear God. And we praise you tonight. And we thank you, Father God, that in the midst of all of this, that we would take upon ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day and doing all to stand, standing therefore, having our loins girt around with the truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal but mighty through God, for the pulling down the stronghold. We have on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus we have peace, and we pursue peace with all men. We take on the shield of faith, which we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God, we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Help us, Father God, to be ready when he comes. Thank you for the helmet of salvation, God, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In face of all trials, tests, temptations, and tribulation, we cut to pieces the snares of the devil by speaking the word of God. So, God, I pray tonight, as we face different kinds of situations, God, that we remember who we are in you. And even as we listened to the message last night about faith, help us to stand firmly rooted and grounded in you. Because our faith will be tried, God. But help us to know who we are in you. Help us, Father God, to never come down off of your truth. Because your word sells us everything. So I thank you now, God, that you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us. As we come against every disease, Father God, in Jesus' name, I know that there are some on this phone tonight, God, that dealing with diabetes and heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, colon disease. All of that is under the blood. So, God, we thank you that we are already healed. Help us just to walk in it, God, and trust you with everything that's in us. And we plead the blood of Jesus, from our head to our toe. And we call ourselves healed in every situation even though we can feel it in our bodies, God, help us to pursue because you already said we were healed. And I thank you, Father God, as I lift up the children to you tonight, God. This is a generation, Father God, that will face more things than we ever faced. I ask that you protect them, cover them, keep them. I pray that that mind that be in Christ Jesus, God, be in them. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will not be followers, God, just following after everything and what everybody is saying. But I pray, Father God, that they have that mind to be different. They have to, there's a lot of pressures going on from the people around them. But God, I pray that they would know that they are individual. I pray that they know that they are leaders and not followers. I pray your protection now, God, in Jesus' name, as the different things that have been presented to us in this generation that we didn't know. So, God, I pray that they will stand on your word, Father God, because you are our refuge, God. We can run into you and be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the parents stand up and be in their lives like never before, God, because if they don't get guidance from them, they'll get it from somebody else. So, God, I just lift up the children to you tonight. I lift up, Father God, the body of Christ as always, because, God, I know that we are that light in a dark world. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give us the strength to stand and doing all we can do just standing, Father God, so that we will be that light, we will be that salt, Father, because people in these days, they need something to trust in, something to believe in, something to keep them propped up so that they don't fall. Help us, Father God, to be those helpers, one to another. When trouble come in, Father, help them to look to the church because your word is the answer to all our problems. I don't care what it is. So, Father God, we just bless your name tonight. We thank you that you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and shall forever be. And we can trust you, God. We can trust you like never before. Help us, God, to continue to pray one for another. Help us, God, to stand in the gap, God, even for those who can't pray for themselves. Help us, Father God, to have a good word to say, even in the midst of everything else that's going on. Help us, God, never, never, hallelujah, let your word come back void. Because, God, if we pray believing that you would do what you said you would do, we believe, God, that the answer will come. It might not all the time be what we want, but we know, God, it will be the best for us. So, God, we do praise you and thank you tonight. We thank you, Father God, that we have everything we need. Every need is met in you. For those that need financial blessings, God, we say that they will be the lenders and not the borrowers, Father God, that you are the way, you are make a way, you have others to come and give into their bosoms, God, in Jesus' name. We're praying for those who are going through sickness and those that's on chemo and those that's going to dialysis. God, we're praying that you be with them, God, that they know they don't have to go through it alone in the precious name of Jesus. Keep them protected, God, under your power. By your stripes, we are healed, and we plead the blood of Jesus because, God, there are so many things that's going on, and I thank you, God, even as I did get that report, God, that you kept me even when I didn't know you were there. So help us to know, Father God, that you will never leave nor forsake us. And man may say one thing, but we got to trust you now like never before. God, we bless your name because you're worthy. You're worthy and you're worthy of all our praises. And God, in spite of what's going on, we're going to praise you. In spite of what's going on, we're going to trust you. In spite of what's going on, God, we know that you are the answer. So, Father, we praise your name tonight. We thank you again for the saints that come together and lift you up and pray and praying for one another. God, be with us and keep us. Lead, guide, and direct us in the path that you set before us before we were even formed in our mother's belly. So, God, we can't do this by ourselves, but through you, all things are possible, and we believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endureth forever throughout all generations. So, Father, we love you, we praise you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mother McCormick, you not there?
Praise the Lord, Sister Willie. I thought you said Sister Willie. I was writing it down. Yeah.
Oh, I do apologize. But go ahead and since I didn't open it, the line for you, and I apologize, Mother Willette, if I did. I know I switched it around one time. I said it one way, then I switched it back.
Well, right.
Let's go ahead and you pray, and then Mother Willette will come up after you. Praise God. The power of prayer either way.
All right. Praise God. Glory be to God. We thank God for each and every one that have already prayed in the name of Jesus. We just thank God. We ask the Lord to forgive us for every sin and fault that we may have done or said or anything. We just thank God for just being alive today. We just appreciate just being alive and just having strength in our body this morning in the name of Jesus. We just thank God for how he just woke us up to a brand new day that we never seen before. So many, Lord God, didn't get a chance to wake up, but we thank you, Lord God, for the grace and mercy that you have showed us in this day, Lord, that we can be able to stand and we can be able to walk and we can be able to do the things that we can do with the things that you asked us to do, Father. Father, we love you on today. We appreciate you. We realize, God, that without you, we can do nothing, but with you, you do all things. We thank you, Lord God, for just taking us through our trials and our tribulation. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us food to eat. We thank you, Lord God, for just breathing on us this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the birds that we see in the morning, how we just feel the cool breeze, which this morning, Lord God, it was kind of warm this morning when we woke up, but we thank you anyhow for the warmness that we felt. We thank you, Lord God, for the trees, Lord God. We even thank you, Lord God, for that clean water that we be able to get in and shower in. We thank you for clean water on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. I even thought about it today. I said, Lord, I thought back. I said, Lord, I even thank you for going to our bathroom because there was time in your life that I didn't have a bathroom. So I just thank you, God, for the bathroom. So many people, Lord God, is so blessed today. Some people don't even have a bathroom to go to. They don't even have no place to wash their clothes today. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for when it comes to the clean water and washing clothes and being able to have a house. Some don't even have a home to stay in. They have these big old shacks that they live in where they have to put things around or some kind of stuff around to keep the stuff from coming on them. So, God, it's just a blessing to just have the things that we have. We know that these things don't make us. We know they don't. But we thank you for having good things. And we thank you for the strength that you give us to be able to have these things. So, God, we praise you on this afternoon. And we pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, that don't know you on today, those that don't realize that when they go through situations, that they don't have to stay in that same rut, that they can come out of it by the word of God. The word of God can change them. If they get into the word and study the word and get in the word, God will change them. God will give them the strength because the Bible said ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. So, God, sometimes you can be sitting in the church and you think you are doing the right thing and you're not, you so much as listen to what the preacher says, and you're not even picked up the word and read the word and see what the word says. So therefore, you just leaning on what the pastor said. You ain't trying to find and dig it for yourself to see that God is working out some situation for you. So I just thank God for the knowledge that you have given me, because I know where I come from, and I thank God, and I just pray today, God, I just pray for people's mind. I pray for the mind that they will realize that God is the one that can change them, that can help them to be different, that they don't have to walk in that same old rut that they always walked in. I just pray, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness, how you can forgive us for the things that we do wrong, how we can forgive others for the things that they have done wrong to us, that we don't have to hold those grudges against them. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for your love and your kindness, how you show love and kindness to us. And I thank you for, Lord God, for our help and our strength. I thank you for the peace that you give us, Lord God. You said, peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not our heart be troubled. So, God, I thank you for that peace. I thank you for that joy. We know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Lord God, I just thank you for the joy that you give us. Even though, like we say, we may say that we may be laughing all the time and stuff, but thank God I know that joy is deep down in the inside. And sometimes you just have to just bring it up. It's there, but sometimes you can't let the enemy just trick you in and try to make you down and out about situation. So I just praise God for the things that I have learned and things that I'm going through. I pray, Lord God, that you would just help each and every one, that people that's going through situation, that they can just reach out and just realize that God love us. God love us all, and he wants us all to be changed and be different. I thank you, Lord God, for that word. I thank you because that word, the Bible said heaven and earth is going to pass away, but that word ain't going away. That word is going to stand. And so I thank you for the word of God on tonight. I thank you for the wisdom, God, and we need wisdom to be able to know what way to go. We need to know if we're going right or going wrong. So we need that wisdom on tonight. We need that discerning so we can discern some things when things ain't going right, that we can discern things so we don't walk into a wrong thing. So, God, I thank you for that. I thank you, God, for that on tonight. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that will just lead us and guide us, Lord God. I thank you for the healing power, Lord God, knowing that the word of God tells us, he tells us that in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But with his stripes, we were healed. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that God have already healed us. He already done all this stuff for us. He have done some good things, some great things for us. And all we got to do is just trust and just believe that he's already paid the debt. He already paid it in full for us all. And he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, God, I just thank you, Father, for that, Lord. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're doing. I pray right now tonight, Lord God, I pray for people that's going through some situation in their life. I pray for those that might be stressed tonight, those that feel like they don't know how, what way to go. God, I just pray that you just have mercy on them and let them know, God, that you are that healer. You are that deliverer. You can bring them out. You can help them. You can help them to stand. You can help them to walk the way that you want them to walk. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the one that's hungry, the one that's on the road, sometime when you're going down the highway and you see people standing side of the highway. God, I pray for those kind of people, Lord God, that you will turn some things around in their life, that they will realize, Heavenly Father, there is a better way. There is a better way. And I pray, Heavenly Father, for the youth, for the young people. I pray for all the young people everywhere, Lord God, that you would touch them all, God, that they would be able to, Lord, to realize, Heavenly Father, God, the things that's happening in this world, the thing that's going on. And, Lord God, I pray strength for them all, Lord God. I pray strength that you would just keep them and that you would let them know, God, that you love them, that you would let them know they can be different. They don't have to be with the wrong crowd. They can be changed. So through by your word that when they get to somebody that can tell them how to live right and how to do right, that they will learn how to listen to what they are saying. I know sometimes they may not want to listen to what we say, but God, we have to keep praying and believing that God will, he will turn things around for them in the name of Jesus. So we can't give up. We can't give up on our young people because there's so much that the enemy is trying to do to them. We have to keep binding up that devil and plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy because we know that he's out to get the enemies. I mean, he's out to get the young people as well as other ones in the name of Jesus. So we just bind that spirit up right now and we send it back to the pits where it comes from. We pray right now, Lord God, for the families that a lot of people, all families are going through situations where sometimes they may come out of home and you think everything is all fine, but you just don't never know what's behind closed doors in their home. So, God, we just pray for families everywhere in the name of Jesus. Whatever their problem is, whatever their situation might be tonight, we know, God, that you know what it is. We know you know how to fix it. And we know how to work it out in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you to do it, God. We just cast those cares on you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the nation. We pray for the world as a whole tonight. We pray for the president of the United States, God, that you would look down on Biden, Lord God, that you would touch him and look down on Vice President Harris, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus and help them, Lord God. Help them to know which way to go and what to do as leading the country in the way it should go, knowing that we don't put our confidence in them. We put our confidence in our Heavenly Father, but we must pray for them in the name of Jesus that they will have the strength to be able to carry on and to do the work and the job that they're sought to do, sent to do in the name of Jesus. So we pray for that situation. We pray, Lord God, for the church, the body of Christ as a whole, God. We pray for pastors everywhere, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are standing on the true word of God that want their members to be grow in Christ, to want them to be different. We pray for them in the name of Jesus because we know, God, that you is a God that's able to do all things. And we know that you have men and women of God as true men or women of God that wants to live right and wants to help people and wants to see people change. So, God, we pray for those kind of people that stand real in the name of Jesus, that don't want people to fall, don't want people to give up, want them to realize that God is still in the midst, that he's still working out things behind the scenes. So, God, we pray for the leaders everywhere. We pray for those that are sick in their body, Lord God. So many sickness, so many things are going on with sick people, Lord God. Oh, God, but we pray, God, that they will have a termination. They will have a termination to want to change, I want to be healed, I want to be different, and knowing that God can heal them, knowing that God can deliver. And then, God, we know, God, that you can. We know that you can heal sickness. We know that you can deliver, Lord God. We know that you're doing a work right now behind the scene with people that are sick. You are raising up people. You are opening up eyes of the people with their eyes. You are just working things out behind the scene where we don't even realize. Sometimes we don't even hear about it until later on, but then we hear about it. So, God, we thank you about it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for people, Lord God, how you're making a way for us. We realize that your word tells us in St. John, the 15th and 7th verse says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Letting us know that if we continue in him and he continue us, we can ask whatever we desire and he'll do it for us. But we must have that faith and we must believe that God is able to do the things that he said he's going to do, and he will do it for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in jail. We ask you to look on them on tonight. Look on those that's going through a situation that's in jail, Lord God. We know, God, that you can go through the jailhouse. Even though there's people that done some wrong things, you can go through there, and you can save people. just like you did with Paul? Was it Paul? I can't remember who. When Paul and Silas, when they was in jail, if people just come together, if they would just realize that God can change, if they would just pick up that word, and I know they got some Bibles in the jail, and they would just pick up the word and begin to read that word and be, and I know that preachers come to the jailhouse and be able to tell them what that word say, and they would not only be they won't just hear the word, but they would learn how to do what that word say. Even though they're in the jailhouse, they can be saved and they can be changed. They don't have to come out of jail and just in that they have jail salvation. They can really be saved according to what the word of God said. So God, just help them to have a made up mind and have a determination that they want to be different. They want to change. They don't want to be different, even though they're in the jailhouse. We pray for them, God, because they ain't nothing too hard. Your word even told us that. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, there ain't nothing too hard that he can't do. So, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We pray, and we pray for the nurses in the hospital today that's working. We pray for the doctors. We pray, Lord God, for truck drivers everywhere. We pray, Lord God, for teachers, Lord God. We pray for the principals. We pray for the workers everywhere in the stores and different places, Lord God. We just pray, God, that you will just have mercy on people all over the world and let them know, God, that you are right there. You are right there beside them. You'll never leave them nor forsake them. You'll be right there to the end. And if we lift our eyes unto, you told us in the word, to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help come from you. And you also told us, God, in the word of God, you told us in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up your wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So help us to wait on you. Wait on you when we can't see you. Just continue to wait on you and trust you that you will work out the things in our life and make ways when we don't know how it's going to be laid. But we know we have to continue to pray. We got to continue to pray and seek your face. Call on your name like never before. Just knowing God will hear us. He said he will hear our children. He said he'll hear his children call on him, cry out to him. So, God, we just call on you, God, that you would turn this situation around in this world today. Even this shooting, these people killing and shooting everywhere, God. We pray for that situation. We bind up that killing demon, that shooting demon right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to work it out. We decree it right now that it's already going to be done. It's going to be worked out. And we know it. We just got to believe it in our heart that it's already being worked out. We know these trials. We know that these things going to come. But we got to continue to just trust you and just believe that it's already going to be worked out. And so, God, that's what the word of God said. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we just got to trust and rely on you that you're going to turn all these situations around, that things are going on in the world today, that you are the one that we look to. You are the one that we call on because we know that nobody else can do it but you. And so, God, we pray right now, God, for people that's going through sickness, like I said, and blood problems, tumors, and kidney problems, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for them. We pray, Lord God, for my daughter. We ask you to continue to touch her body. We pray, Lord God, for those that have arthritis, those that have diabetes and gout, those that have heart problems, Lord God, those that have muscle problems or aching and fever or allergy problem, Lord God. We pray for those that have lupus and those that have a liver problem, a breathing problem and can't hardly breathe. We pray for those that have lung problem, eye problem, God. We just ask you, Lord, to look on those that have went through things and with their eyes, Lord God, and how you have changed us. And we thank God for being able to see, God. We thank God for that. We pray for people everywhere, Lord God, that have been through that surgery in the name of Jesus, those that have Alzheimer's, Lord God, those that have dementia tonight, Lord. those that have counsel. We pray, Lord, for them because we know it's already done. It's under the blood. All this sickness is under the blood. We already healed. We're not getting healed. We already healed. We just accept that. We just accept that we're healed. We just accept we already been, we already healed. It's completely done. We walking in our healing right now from our head to the sole of our feet. The devil don't have no authority over. So we believe in you, God, that it's already done. Even, Lord God, people that's going through a weakness in their body, those that's going through pain, ear infection, skin problems, those that have a digestive system, or headache, a spine problem, a blood clot, a nervous problem, a neck problem, whatever sickness. There's so many, but God, you already told us you've done it. You already said it is already, you said it's finished. You said it was finished. So therefore, if we know it's finished, it's finished. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it for us. We appreciate you, Lord God. You are a good God. You is a mighty God. You are the God that sits high, a God that knows our heart, knows our mind. You know how to work it out. You know how to change it. You know how to fix it, Lord God. We put it in your hands on today, God, because we know we can't do it, but we know you can, God. So we determine, we have that determination to know, God, that you can turn things around. When it looks like it can't be done, it can be done. We just have to keep pressing. We just got to press when we can't press no more. We just got to put our focus on you and nothing else but you. We've got to learn how to lay aside every sin and weight that be so easy to beset us. We got to trust and rely on you but we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that's brought us out and took us through different problems and situations. You are the one that's able to pay bills for people. Like Sister was talking about, how different things been counseled about, how you can pay bills, how you can counsel our debt and all this kind of stuff. You can do these things if we just only trust you and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways of knowledge. You can do it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because you are doing it in the midst of our lives. You are working it out right now. The word of God also said in St. John 16:23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in his name is Jesus, he will give it to you. Henceforth, have you asked nothing in my name? He said, ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. So we got to believe God on tonight. We got to believe him that he's able, Lord, to work these situations out. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We realize the word of God said the righteous cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their trouble. Psalms 34:17. We praise God on tonight for working things out. In the midst of the situation, the world, and the thing that's going on in the world, we know God is going to change it. We know God. We realize that it ain't what you say it look like. You're not looking no more. It's believing God is going to do it. He's doing it in the midst of our waiting on him. He's doing it. So I praise God on tonight for what he's doing, and I thank him, even though the enemy think he's got one way, but we still trusting in our Heavenly Father. I'm so glad that we know that we got a God that sits high and look low. I'm so glad that we know that he said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would be with us to the very end. So I just thank him. I just thank him on tonight. I love him. I appreciate him. And I pray for other ones. I pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. I pray for Pastor Hubbard. I pray, Lord God, for Mother Alexander. I pray for Sister Willette. I pray for Pastor Stems on tonight. I pray for Sister Rachel, Lord God. I pray for Brother Blake. I just pray for them all. I pray, God, that you, Lord, will just continue to bless them all in their family, even their children. God, I pray, Lord, from their daughter to down to their grand to their great grand, that you will bless all of them, God, in the name of Jesus. Just help us all to keep our focus as we go through this journey, that we'll keep believing and trusting in you, Lord, because you are the only one that we can rely on in a day and time like this. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We give your name the praise. Hallelujah. You are the true and living God. Hallelujah. The faithful, covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. The righteous Father, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. Hallelujah. Glorious praise ascend up unto thee. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for making a way out of no way. I thank you for the prayers, hallelujah, that I've just heard ascended up unto thee. And I pray in Christ Jesus' name in agreement with the prayers, Father God. And I trust, hallelujah, that you've heard every prayer request, hallelujah, and the situation is being turned around in others' lives because of it, in Christ Jesus' name. Bless you, Heavenly Father, on this evening. Thank you for the Lord Jesus that yet sit at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us and that you are for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are good, Heavenly Father. You are good, Father, Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. Thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies toward us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For blotting out our transgressions, cleansing us of our iniquities, and taking not thy Holy Spirit from us. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to pray. Glory be to God. To help me to walk, hallelujah, according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives in the name of Jesus. To walk, hallelujah, glory be to God, according, hallelujah, to your word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let your word, hallelujah, be a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Order our steps according, hallelujah, to your word, hallelujah, your will for our lives in Christ Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, stir us up on the inside. Remind us, hallelujah, Lord God, if we have fallen by the wayside, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord God, from the iniquities in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from, Lord God, illegal thoughts in Christ Jesus' name. And we cast down imaginations and thoughts that are not like you to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for what you're doing in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for others, Lord God, to come out of darkness, to come out of these strongholds and addictions, Lord God, and these things that the enemy has set. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing people out, Lord God, of an old mindset, Lord God, a wicked mindset. We plead the blood of Jesus against. We pray, oh, Lord God, according to your word, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. He's blessed if he don't do those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your eyes watch over the righteous, hallelujah, and they're favorable, Lord God, to bless, to meet the needs of your people, Lord God. But the way of the wicked shall be turned upside down. Jesus, I pray that people come out of wickedness in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this day, hallelujah, that you have made. I thank you that the earth is still yours, glory be to God, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We belong to you, dear God. We belong to you, glory be to God. Thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for those that may be bereaved on tonight because of maybe unexpected, Lord God, occurrences, Lord God, Lord God, and then some of them, maybe it was their time, maybe it was not their time, but I pray, God, that you help the hurting hearts, Lord God. Comfort those, Lord God, that are bereaved this evening. So many people have left out of here, Lord God, it seems like to us, Lord God, before their time. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those hearts, Lord God, that are missing their loved ones. We pray, God, that you heal the hearts in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, special prayers this evening. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray a special prayer that people, hallelujah, that maybe hearing these prayers tonight, hallelujah, realize that they are sending up into your throne room and to your ears, and hallelujah, glory be to God, you're quick, hallelujah, to answer the prayers, because once you hear the sincere prayer of the righteous, you hear it, and Lord God, you send forth the answer in Christ Jesus' name. So I pray, oh Lord God, that those that are hearing the prayers tonight will receive, hallelujah, their answers for the prayers, even if they don't get to speak it. If they have a sincere prayer request to you, Lord God, I pray that they come believing with expectation that it's going to be done. I pray that they'll begin to receive just as though we were presenting them the gift, Lord God, just like people receive gifts for birthdays and Christmas or some special event, they receive the gift. Let them receive from you that which belongs to them in Christ Jesus' name. And Lord God, hallelujah, healing is the children's bread. So I pray as we pray the prayer for healings, and others have prayed prayers for so many different situations, that people began to come believing and began to say, God, I receive the gift of healing. I receive the gift of deliverance. I receive the gift of wholeness. I receive the gift of, Lord God, sound-mindedness, Lord God. No more schizophrenic behavior or bipolar disorders, oh, Lord God. No more Alzheimer's or dementia in the name of Jesus. No more, Lord God, mind disorders in the name of Jesus. No more listening to that is from the darkness in the name of Jesus. God, I receive deliverance on tonight. And let them receive it, Lord God, because it's not from us, but it's from you. You are releasing them, Lord God, what they stand in need of, but they need to learn to receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I said I was going to give you $1,000, praise God, tonight, hallelujah, I bet you will receive it. Hello, somebody. We'll receive what you need. What did he say? Glory be to God in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. John 14 chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. You said in your word, hallelujah, Jesus spoke these words, hallelujah, John 14 verse 12. You said, verily, verily, in other words, pay attention to this, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, if you have faith, confidence, assurance on the Lord Jesus Christ, the works that he shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because I go to my Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the greater works is just you believing, praise God, and receiving what the word of God already has given you. God has already given us that, hallelujah, that pertain to life and godliness. Glory be to God. And Jesus wants you to have the fullness of life. Receive it in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And whatsoever you ask in my name, and we're praying, asking you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. Hallelujah. It said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Jesus says, I'm going to do it. Why? So that my Father may be glorified in Jesus. Hallelujah. And verse 14, he says, if you shall ask anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. I'll do it. So glory, glory to God. Thank you, Father God, and help us to receive, hallelujah, what you have already given us in Christ Jesus' name. I pray special prayer for our leaders on tonight. I pray special prayers, Lord God, for this upcoming election that's scheduled for tomorrow in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the election that's following. I pray that, Lord God, people get in the positions of leadership, Lord God, and they make good decisions about how, Lord God, our nation should be run, and they make good decisions for all people in Christ Jesus' name, not just for the rich, Lord God, not just for, Lord God, certain people, but I pray in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, we have leaders that are listening to wise counsel in Christ. We lift up our military, Lord God. We pray, I touch and agree with the prayers for our children in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God. Cover them. Protect our babies from these wicked wickedness out there in the world in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against evil and wickedness in the name of Jesus. We pray for our special, our children, our families, Lord God, our members who may be special needs. Maybe, Lord God, they are paraplegics, Lord God, or maybe they have, they just are in a position where someone else has to come to help them. We pray for the caretakers. We pray for the health care and medical staff in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for the cooks, the groundskeepers, the Lord God, the ones who, Lord God, are aids to help them, to give them the bathing or whatever it is that they stand in need of. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those in nursing homes and hospitals and psychiatric facilities. We pray, Lord God, for our neighbors. Some of them may be homebound. We pray for the caretakers in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you for every miracle, every deliverance, every victory in Christ Jesus' name. God, in Christ Jesus' name, we thank you for delivering people right now from blood clots. Hallelujah. My friend let me know she was at the emergency room and they found two blood clots in our lungs. And I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I proclaim and declare no weapon formed against Denise shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. And that blood clot is being dissolved as we pray the prayer of faith. And we thank you for her healing and her deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for no clogged arteries in Christ Jesus' name, no circulation. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no circulation problem. Father, we just pray for so many things on tonight. We thank you that you are the true and living God. You're working, and I thank you for what I've heard. You already worked these situations. It's an already done deal. We just need to come believing that we might receive. I pray special prayer for traveling mercies to those who may be traveling, not just to their jobs, to and from, Lord God, but this is a time where a lot of people go on trips. They go on vacations. We're praying for safety, Lord God. We're praying for their covering from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Your angels be encamped about them and go before them everywhere they go. Lord God, they're protected and from unseen hurt, harm, or danger. We send forth the sword of the Spirit with your anointed word, hallelujah, to set people free from the clutches of the wicked one, to loose them that are bound, hallelujah, to heal the brokenhearted, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. Set at liberty them that have been bruised in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We send forth your word, hallelujah, with your anointing, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, to break every yoke of bondage, the bondage of sin, the bondage of, Lord God, strongholds and addictions, the bondage of sickness and disease. Give people liberty and freedom from this mess that's in the world. Set them free, Lord God. Let them come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for the healing of our waters, God. We need clean waters. I've heard that minister, Sister McCormick, pray that prayer about the waters for some months now. And, Lord God, there certainly is a problem with it. But, God, there's no problem that you can't resolve. So we pray for the healing of our waters, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us and you care about every situation, every circumstance that we face. Thank you for turning situations around. Thank you for saving those that are yet lost in Christ Jesus' name. God, thank you for, Lord God, we cancel those plans of these terrorists, Lord God. Lord God, we cancel secret schemes, plots, and traps that the enemy is setting. God, sometimes people don't even know what's going on. I thank and praise God for the testimony Prophet Bird gave last night, how the doctor said she had had a heart attack, a massive heart attack, and she didn't even know it. My God Almighty. But God, that's who you are. You, hallelujah, already know what the enemy is trying to do, and you've already covered us and delivered us and healed us. Thank you that we learn to receive, hallelujah, glory be to God, that which pertains to life and godliness. I receive it. I agree with your word in the name of Jesus. So we pray right now to nullify, Father God, dismantle, stop, and cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. You said, hallelujah, that the works that you do, greater works shall we do. So I pray for, Lord God, that these secret plots, plans, and traps are canceled, rendered null and void, dismantled in Christ Jesus, because your word teach me, Father God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So thank you that your word is working on the inside, and it's bringing about a change on the inside of all of us. I love you, Father God. I lift up your people who are got the prayer line. Hallelujah. Pastor BJ, I lift her up and her family, Lord God. I pray for every member on this line, every preacher, every prophet, every servant of yours, Lord God, every person, Lord God, that come on the line who may not say anything. And I pray that their needs are met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And I love you, Lord God. I pray that we realize how much you love us. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. And I pray that you're glorified in our lives always and forever. Thank you for working situations out in our family and not letting the enemy win in any area of our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. And by faith, I say it's done. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for all the powerful, marvelous, wonderful prayers. We're going to get ready to have Minister Black couldn't get her and Sister Kim and Sister Rachel couldn't come up through the lines on the system, so we got him on the cell phone. So he'll be praying next. And on no offense, but it probably misunderstanding was a massive stroke. The doctors were saying it was on the system that showed up, the, not the heart attack, but just in case didn't hear it clearly. But in the meantime, Brother Black, we're going to go ahead and have you to pray. Praise God. Praise God.
We bless you, 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 God. We love you, we love you, God. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. You deserve it. Ah, my God. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise, God. You deserve, Lord, that we take all of our time and just worship you and praise you, God, and commune with you, God. Hallelujah. Wherever we are, God, hallelujah, even on our bed, God, be still, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you said, kiss the Lord, lest he be angry. God, we thank you. Abba, Father, God, we're honored. We have a privilege to call you Abba. Abba, Father. Daddy. Heavenly Father. We have the right to speak your word and it come to pass. A right to exercise your word because you have given us power and authority, God. And when we speak your word, it does not come back void, but it accomplishes whatever we send your word out to do, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. But we must be the branch of the true vine, and our Father is the husbandman. Amen. We must do the will of the Father in Jesus' name. We must line up according to the word of God as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. God, we thank you for all things. We thank you, Lord, no matter what things may arise, storms may rise, clouds, amen, may come, but you deliver us out of every situation. That's what you said. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all as we continue to stand on your word. Stand no matter how it looks or what we see. We can't even look in the natural realm. We can't look at the situation. but we have to draw our strength from in the spirit, from the kingdom of God. This is our plateau. This is how we walk, live, move, and have our being. Not out of the kingdom of darkness, but out of the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. We thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you because there are two kingdoms, but you tell us to walk in the light as you are in the light. Hallelujah. You tell us to bless and not curse. Hallelujah. You tell us to speak life and not death. You tell us to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. If they abuse us, if they accuse us, if they wrongfully accuse us, God, you tell us to forgive and walk in love. Shake that thing off of us, out of our souls and off our bodies, trying to attack our spirit, man. But not so. We thank you for the blood. And as long as we continue to press, forget those things that are behind us and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we're in a win-win situation. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. But God, I hear Paul saying, I finished my course. I kept the faith. My God, we thank you, Lord, for longevity. We thank you for long suffering, the fruit of your spirit. Amen. And what's laid up for us at the end is a crown of glory. Fought the good fight. I thank you, Lord. Lord, and we bless the nations right now. Whatever they may be going through, God, continue to send your ministers, your evangelists, God. Hallelujah. To speak a word to them, God, in which many may not know. Lord, to share the good news, God. Lord, that we can be changed, God. Out of darkness into the marvelous light. We can be turned. We can be born again. A new species, a new creation, brand new. Never have been before, but totally brand new. Amen. And to continue to press and learn and eat from your tree, God. Eat the fruit off of your tree, God. Eat from off of your table. We're trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And we fear not, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And whatever we do by faith. According to your word, walking in your word, you said the just shall live by faith. So whatever the nations are going through, China and Taiwan and Russia and Ukraine, God, hallelujah, the things in Israel and the Iran trying to kill up everything, U.S. and Israel and the U.S., we thank you for the military, God, and armed forces, God. Lord, how you cover them, God, because we have a covenant with you and we have a covenant with Israel, God. Oh, God, that we don't let up. We don't forget about Israel, God, because Israel is the apple of your eye. And we thank you that now we're born again. We're spiritual Israelites. We've been born into the family, God. And so, Lord, we speak angel protection your will be done. And there will be disaster for the unfortunate. But the ones who are in Christ Jesus, we can continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help only comes from you. Yes, Lord, the ones that are homeless, incarcerated for reasons and some for no reason at all. Lord, the racism, the food shortage, God, baby formula. So many things are happening, God. But we don't have to fret. We don't have to be afraid. For the ones that believe in you, even the ones that believe in your name, the ones that accept you as Lord and Savior, we will be safe in your arms. You are our pavilion. Under your wings we shall find refuge. No one can destroy what you have put up, placed, prepared, and put in your hand. God, we bless you, God. In all the earth, let your will be done. We need you. The enemy has already been defeated over 2,000 years ago. We proclaim your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise be to the name of the Lord. Praise God. He is worthy of the praise. What an awesome God we serve. Mighty, mighty prayers has gone forth. And thank God again for the women of God last night that brought forth the word on faith. Truly was a blessing. Mother Willette and Mother McCormick, praise God, truly. They poured out of their spirit. And we just want to acknowledge that and thank God for it. And even certain things that wasn't already been mentioned. But we thank God for the prayers tonight, truly, my heart's been blessed in all that's been prayed. Some of you know before when my father in Detroit was going to have surgery, got pushed back one time because of the pandemic, y'all, and then other times he was having some things going on in his body and praying and God blessed and brought him through that. Then they had to set up another appointment with all that excruciating pain, couldn't sleep and rest at night. So the 11th was his birthday. He's 86, and today he had surgery, and I just saw a report that came up from my sister out of Florida said that he's sitting up and came through the surgery fine. And I can't remember whether the Texas said anything about him eating, but he's supposed to be fine. So we thank God. It was some concerns with the doctor was concerning his heart, but God is awesome. Been praying and thanking the Lord that he came through his surgery fine. So we bless God for that and thank God. It says sent regarding Dad. He's doing well, just ordered lunch and dinner, so that was earlier, about 6:12, sometime before. I didn't even see the text. I was out and came back in. So we just thank the Lord for that and pray that he'll continue to recover freely with no complications. We're just standing on the word for that, even at his age. The God that we serve is greater than anything, and all the testimony we done heard last night, today, prior to, and ones that we've been hearing, for so many that we believe in God, all is well. Amen. There won't be any setbacks. Thank God again for the prayers. Any prayer requests tonight, we want to go ahead and take those requests. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Brother Black and Sister Rachel with their determination to make connection. So we have the cell phone there connected with the other phone so that way we can be able to hear from them. So if anybody have any requests, we want to take those. Now, let me go ahead and open up the lines. I got so caught up on blessing the Lord with them over there on the other line. They forgot to open the other lines. Praise God. I have but a couple more to open. Anybody have any requests? We want to take those now, either praise reports. No one have any prayer requests or praise reports? Okay, then.
Up in prayer. I'm believing God for complete and total healing. They made the appointment to go to the surgical doctor the 23rd of this month, but I'm believing God for my miracle. I'm not even going to have to go to that appointment. That's what I'm believing God for.
Praise God. You said they want you to go where now?
To a surgical doctor.
So if they didn't see anything, why do they want you to go to surgery?
They sent me to a surgical doctor trying to, I guess, I don't know what they're trying to do.
We just don't believe God. They're going to do number of examinations, and they're still not going to find anything. It's like you spoke that word when they thought it was something else, the cancer, and it could be a possibility. They're going to be no misdiagnosis. So you just continue to do what you've been doing, speaking and decreeing that word, and we'll be in agreement with you for your healing. But we will take that prayer. Mother Alexander, you want to take that prayer? For Sister Rachel tonight, we just pray in complete healing of the digestive system that has to do with acid reflux.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said by your stripe we are healed. Father, we thanking you because your word said it, Lord. Help us to learn to believe your word, Lord God, and to stand faithful on the word. So we binding up this spirit that keep attacking Rachel, one after the other, Lord, with reflex of the stomach or whatever the enemy is trying to do with our Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose our stomach, Lord God. Most of all, Father God, touch our mind, Lord God, that she stand strong against these things, Lord God. Knowing that you're a God, that your word stand. You said, by your stripe we are healed. Oh, God, give us the strength to claim it and fight the good fight of faith, Lord God. That these things don't keep her unhappy, Lord God. These things come, but she must remember who she are in Christ Jesus. And bind these things up and speak what God tell her to speak. Not what the world said, but what God tell her to speak. Because his word said, by stripe we are healed. And nothing is stopping you from standing faithful and claiming it. Read your scripture over and over and claim it in the name of Jesus. Then it won't be getting on you all the time. But you bind it up in the name of Jesus. Let that false spirit loose you. Just that you said they don't find none, but still they want you to come. So you bind that false spirit up and let it know that you standing on the word of God. And by his stripe you are healed. Because God promises don't fail, baby. You got to stand faithful. Because someone will tell you, come and get a test again, and they still find nothing. So you just stand faithful on the word of God, knowing that even when you show up there, it's nothing to be done because it's already healed by the Lord. But your belief and your faith is what's going to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for the prayer. You was getting ready to say something else, Sister Rachel.
I couldn't hear it. I was trying to tell you I couldn't hear.
You didn't hear the prayer just now?
No, ma'am.
Well, Mother. Oh, wow.
Hello?
Mother Alexander. Just finished.
Uh-huh. She got to bind that spirit up. Don't let it keep pulling her down.
Praise God.
Bind it up and stand in agreement because the pastor just told you about that before. You also said you have to come, but he said they didn't find anything. So what's the problem? Bind that false spirit of that keep coming against you. Keep taking your joy from you because that's what's going on. So
yes,
bind
ma'am.
It up in the name of Jesus, baby. Stand faithful and bind it. Believe what God tells you because God says by stripe you're healed. And they tell you to come to get tests, and you can't find nothing. Something is wrong. So you take up your faith and stand faithful on these things. In Jesus' name, baby, you got to stand faithful. You got to believe and believe what God says.
I do not. I do. I stand on his word.
Fight it, baby. Fight it. Take your joy like that. Don't let it take your joy.
It's more like GERD coming up now. That's all. I don't hurt nowhere. It's just like when I lay down.
You better bind it.
Well, don't
but
let
I'm
that
back.
Get to you. Is what she's saying is keep the faith, bind it up, keep standing on the word. Because if you
yes,
concentrate
ma'am.
On that part right there, you'll still be leaving a door open for the enemy to feed and plant a seed. So in the meantime, regardless of these symptoms, I'm binding up the symptoms and everything else. You already done went through it. You already done had tests. You know, so you know what, devil? I'm going to rebuke and bind you and loose, like you said, don't steal your joy, because she's telling the truth, because we done prayed, and many times certain things come up, you let it steal your joy. You got to say, no matter what, sometimes we want everything instant, and sometimes God will do it instant, and sometimes it's our test may be, are you going to stand for the long haul and continue to speak my word and stand in faith? Because some things is done immediately, other things may be done in as progressing. So we don't know what the test is. We know what the enemy comes up against us with, but that's why we got to fight the good fight of faith. So you don't heard all them other reports that they were good? So in the meantime, whatever other symptoms, devil, you a liar. The blood of Jesus, just like with Pastor Burden, had some things going on about this thing with her head. She done heard all the news that everything is well, so she done made up her mind. No matter when I hear that water sound like in my ears, devil, you a liar, the blood of Jesus. They can't find nothing. They don't know why. And we bleed in the blood of Jesus for the good report. So in the meantime, whatever symptoms that be left behind, we're going to fight the good fight of faith and hold on to your joy and your peace. Same thing like she's fighting. We got to fight. Symptoms might be there, but that don't mean I got to, you know, continue to, you know, give in to it. So that's why she's saying fight, like we've been telling you before, too, as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's nothing wrong with you going and let them test you. That means you ain't got to be telling them, I'm going to let you pray. And when they come, they're going to find another thing, nothing. So don't be looking at it just because they say surgery. You ain't nothing else led up to having no surgery. You can't find them, so you ain't got no reason. Well, so if you can send me to another appointment if you want to, I'm going. But in the meantime, I'm binding up everything, and I'm going in faith. So whatever the purpose you have that to be, you know, I'm free. Praise God. Anybody else with a praise report or prayer request? Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you all. And like we should be saying, thank you all for praying for her and her husband. They're still exhausted. You would not believe out of a whole week traveling. They just now getting the last truck unpacked last night. But Jesus, whatever the attack is, whatever the delays is, we're praying for their financial situation because they're in a big hole from all that money, because $100 a day for the truck being late, so that's been a whole week, and whatever else they got to take care of. So we just pray for their health most of all, because their bodies are exhausted. He had to go to work today, and she's supposed to have her whatever. So myself and Pastor Bird, and I know prayer y'all have been praying too, but we really need that extra prayer for their health right now, because just the two of them, their body is past exhausted, and pray for their wisdom, even though they still know they got responsibility to take care, but in between, and that the God bless for mercy and grace and steep mountains. They were going up and down. They was in danger a few times, but the angels of the Lord and all your prayers. But in the meantime, pray now for their bodies. We appreciate that and whatever else on the other side that needs favor. But in the meantime, that's a continued request as we continue to pray for you all and believe in God for great things. And I will continue to pray that the Lord will bless and keep and minister and move and healing and deliverance take place as we pray for all these other things that we're hearing about, seeing, asking God to cover us and pour us under the blood. And I want to pray, glory to God, something Mother McCormick said last night that I pray for often, and that's about this 4th of July, celebration, when they got all these fireworks going on, that it won't be camouflaged by somebody out there shooting and glory to God and taking lives or doing pranks and all that. So we want to come against that prayer. And I heard some news last night about, was it early this morning maybe, I don't know, about somebody getting killed, glory to God, because the fireworks, I don't know whether it was a small building where it was in or whatever, it just blew up with all the fireworks in it. And it killed that person too as well. But we know a lot of times when people out here with these fireworks during the holiday time, sometimes they are out there shooting. And so with all the things that have gone on now, we'll keep those things in prayer and bind up the tricks and snares and plots and plans of the enemy. And I'm quite sure y'all heard on the news about this, that when we pray, God expose. And I know we're not just the only ones, but other people that are praying. But that truck that was full of U-Haul, of all of those that were the turn back around, they got reported about they in the U-Haul setting up a trap to go and wherever this, coming against the, I don't like that word gay, but anyway, the homosexuals and whatever like this right here, whatever they were doing for their parade or whatever celebration, they were going to go in there and do a riot, but they got exposed. How many was it? Was it 30-something of them or how many? Ooh, no. I forgot how many was packed up in a U-Haul truck. and already geared up and everything to go and 30, start a riot.
Jesus. I thought it was 31.
Yeah, I thought it was 30-something, so I couldn't remember what it was. But that's back to...
White supremacists.
Yes, yes. They were already set up for to start some serious trouble, and had all their little stuff set up in there, already in uniform and everything, but they got exposed. That's the kind of thing more and more we've been praying. Exposure, Lord, exposure, exposure. But that's still your encouragement to know more and more that whether somebody plotting to kill or scheming to do other things to hurt and harm people, that's been the prayers, and we're going to keep prayers going on till it just be all around the globe, and also with just guns and everything else. So keep those things before the Lord and pray and go around. He said pray without ceasing, and we just can't look at it. I don't care how long it's been. He said, fret not thyself for people do it in Psalm 37, and then spread yourself like a green bay tree, so looking like it's been here forever and it's not going to go nowhere. But then after a while, he said, you look, and soon, glory to God, you can't even remember where it was. So the same thing, I don't care how long these gun laws and all this other evilness is going on, when God gets ready, no matter how many years it's been, he got a way of coming in. So that's why we got to keep our faith and keep standing and not look at how long it's been, but just keep, glory to God, standing until this thing be displaced. That mountain come down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If there's nothing else, as we put the blood of Jesus on these things, curse and cancel assignment, bind up the works of the enemy and all the plots, plans, and schemes that he had behind it and the things that have caused people's minds to be twisted and confused and deliberately, glory to God, just out of evilness, we curse that work, bind it up, cast it out, and send it back to the dry place from whence it came. In the name of Jesus, and loose God's anointing his word to destroy these yokes and help us as believers to keep the faith and not get nonchalant and not get, you know, lackadaisious or not get in procrastination, but being persistent and pursuing in your word and trusting that we continue to keep our faith. Keep going to God, lifting you up, God, and continue to hold on to our joy and our peace with the whole armor of God and staying alert and sober. Ah, God, we bless you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray one for another. We love you. We appreciate you, and we thank you for your divine healing and deliverance and encouragement and awakening, and even that the enemy is plotting and planning for people to commit suicide now, or those that are bringing out the setting up for destruction. And so the schemes, glory to God, to destroy lives. We plead the blood of Jesus and the copycat demons too as well. We plead the blood of Jesus eradicated, as well as we are praying by the schemes and plots, even with this 4th of July camouflaging for any hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus for others and all for ourselves, our families, and the other ones around us, people we know and don't know as well. God, we ask you, Lord, to intervene and reveal, glory, uncover the tactics of the enemy. And, God, that it will be eradicated, dismantled, and it will not accomplish the mission, glory, what it was planned to do in Jesus' name. Amen. And, God, help us to hold on to the joy and the peace while we're walking through this journey. Amen and amen. And use our authority that you've given us. We love you. We appreciate you. We glorify the Lord in the midst of all. Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for the word last night. Thank God for the encouragement. Faith is all we're going to be built on every day, all the time. But we thank God for what God has blessed and said. In the meantime, we look forward to talking with you all on the next time we get together for a service or in between prayers and also for the fourth Sunday. The Lord bless you. We'll talk with you later. Have a wonderful night, wonderful week, and we continue to pray. And, God, we pray, glory to God, for you to bless Sister Catherine getting ready for her surgery. Praying, God, bless it and touch her body of a speedy recovery. Help her to have wisdom, glory to God, through her recovery, that she'll be wise in taking care of her body, glory to God, when she go through this process. And, God, we bless you in Jesus' name. As we continue to pray for Pori, pray for Imani as she's working for the Y, glory to God, being a counselor. And, God, with those young people out there in that water, God, when they have to be in it, pray protection, no incidents, accidents, drowning, or whatever, healthy, glory to God, we're praying all be well with all of those youth and whatever programs they're in. But we ask you, Lord, protect them even through this weather, as well as ourselves with all of this heat, God, that we'll be protected and shielded, and all of those across country, God, in Jesus' name, and those fires. We love you. We love you. We love you. Y'all have a blessed, wonderful night. Shalom. Shalom. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for praying for my family. And I want to tell Brother Black, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day. Wonderful. Praise God. Happy Father's Day to all of you and all the fathers. Praise the Lord.
to all
amen.
The fathers.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well,
amen.
Have a fine day,
amen.
Brother Black.
That's a blessing to remember. Praise God.
Amen.
We pray God's blessing upon you. You get the chance to enjoy it, as well as our families and others do as well. Amen.
Yes,
well, we
amen.
Love you all.
Amen. Love you.
I will celebrate you. Thank you for remembering that, Mother McCormick. All right.
Yeah.
Send our greetings to your family too, with the son-in-laws, with the happy
yes.
Father's Day too, as well, and all the other ladies on the line too, as well.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All the fathers.
Some that had to be fathers in the midst too, as well.
Yeah.
Praise God, they're playing that role at least to help. We love y'all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Shalom.
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 Yes, and peace. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.